This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. I'll look ahead to this week, some things you might want to know about. Tomorrow, Trooper Talk. Love that opportunity we have to talk one-on-one with members of the North Dakota Highway Patrol and answer your questions. Anytime we do a Trooper Talk, we have way more questions than we have time. So look forward to that tomorrow for a good hour. We're going to be at the University of Mary on Thursday. Leadership North Dakota event. Looking forward to that. And Friday, Dr. Mike LeBeau, president of the Sanford Health Bismarck, will join Ron Ness, the guest host, as well as Senator Kevin Cramer for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Should be fun. Our big question today has been what to make of the president's email late yesterday afternoon talking about wearing masks. I read the whole letter last hour. Really curious what you think about this. So far in the poll numbers, can you tell me both polls there? Leah Baxter does our social media. If you go to What's on Your Mind Twitter account, you can follow along with the show, but also have some fun poll questions. And we first should talk about yesterday's poll question because we said, you know, these doctors that are advocating for the use of hydroxychloroquine.
You got it. You're there.
Hydroxychloroquine.
There it is.
Zinc, Z-Pak, advocating for that. Are they normal or are they nuts? We had hundreds of responses, and the toll was what?
79% said it was normal.
79% said normal. Just a few percent said it's nuts. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. So today we ask national mask mandate. There is a national poll out that says a huge amount of Americans, 80-some percent, support a national mask mandate. By the way, two-thirds of Republicans in this poll. So Washington Examiner, it's not fake news, it's normally a pretty good news organization. The president, on the heels of that news, puts out a email advocating for wearing masks, sort of saying, what do we have to lose? And so we asked you, do you want a national mask mandate? What did they tell us?
83% said, no way.
83% said no way. Isn't that something?
Is that going to be up for a while?
Yep, the polls usually last about 24 hours, so okay. We share them on all of our social pages. What's on Your Mind Twitter page, What's on Your Mind Facebook page. You can find it pretty much anywhere, so we encourage you to vote. Let us know what you think.
There you go. Texter says, you guys always get me hungry with those delicious-sounding lunch specials. Well, let me do it again, then.
You're a giver.
I am. I just a very giving. If you're that hungry, I want to make you even a little more hungry. So today at Petroserve USA, let me just tell you the deal.
I tell you, yesterday I stopped in Glendon on the way to the lakes.
Chicken?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really. My wife actually called, said, why don't you grab some more of that chicken?
Uh-huh.
So good.
It is.
Roasted chicken.
Yeah, they've got it. And any Petroserve USA, you go to the 4-for-4 deal, single topping, personal, or breakfast pizza. Fresh baked right there, you know. Always, they have folks doing them all the time. Not like some of those places you go into where, you know, you wonder if they did it a week ago and then put it in the, you know, the warmer. It's just not at Petroserve USA. Fresh, good, and two fresh baked cookies plus the pizza, 20-ounce drink, pop or coffee. That's four items for $4 all day, every day. Today, meatball dinner. Yeah. And these are the tastiest meatballs. They're so good. The great sauce. That's at the Harwood Petroserve USA. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie at Valley City. Beefy noodle at the 12th Avenue Fargo location. Or chicken fettuccine at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. I-94, I-29, Bismarck Mandan all the way into Minnesota, up to Bemidji, down to Wahpeton and parts in between. So check it out. All right. Let's go to some calls here. What do you think of this mass deal? What's the president up to? The president is always playing chess. The vast majority of the political world can only play checkers. He's playing 3D chess. What's the 3D chess move here on masks? Roy in Wimbledon. Go ahead, Roy.
Yeah, you know, this mask deal, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not too, you know, schooled on this. But, you know, if you go to the chiropractor, the barber, the beauty shop, or wherever, massage therapist, or whatever to people that you interact with, and I'm sure there's more people like me. I don't know. I don't profess to know. But, you know, if you put that mask on, you're relaying to that person, you know, whether it's your chiropractor or whatever you're doing, even that store clerk, you're saying, I care about you. I am trying to protect you. Maybe I'm ace, you know, and one that can't get it, but I can spread it. But if you've got that mask on and you're interacting with people, I think you're saying, I care about that individual. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, and I've honestly had that sentiment myself. I remember one time walking into, I think it was CashWise, and I had a sign up that said, hey, our employees wear a mask to protect you. Would you be so kind as to consider wearing a mask to protect them? And I thought, well, you big hardhead, why aren't you just throwing the mask on for crying out loud? Now, I don't like all the conflicting information, social distance or wear a mask. Now it's both. Because honestly, if I'm at the grocery store, I'm not near anybody. I don't sit to chat and, you know, lip lock with anybody anywhere in the place. I'm getting my, you know.
Nobody is.
Yeah, you're getting your gallon of milk, and I'm getting out of there. And I usually do the self-checkout.
And then, of course, you have the shame turn when you get close to somebody. You turn away and let them look at them.
And then the other, we're doing the pickup thing. But Roy's point, I think, is a good one. Yep. And maybe that's what the president is getting at. What do you got to lose? And you're doing something for them.
Excuse me for butting in, but it's saying to that person, like, I go to the chiropractor occasionally, but I wear that mask in there. Okay, I care about that guy. Supposing I'm the one that gives him that, but that mask will protect him from having it, and somebody else needs his services. Or supposing there's a doctor or something in line at the supermarket and he gets a little too close, or whatever, even the person that's running the till. You know, you're protecting a whole bunch of people if it's right. I don't know if it's right, but I think it's saying something that I care about you, okay? I don't want to give it to you. I might be, you know, a carrier.
Asymptomatic, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to agree with everything. I'm going to agree with everything you said, Roy, because I think that's a proper sentiment. Now, one worry I have is this idea that somebody says do it and you do it. Through this whole thing, the experts have been wrong many times about how long the virus lasts, about how it's spread, about it. You know, I mean, they've been wrong about a lot, okay? And then we just go, okay, well, that's what it is today. Okay, we don't know a lot, but now we know. And the only thing that bugs me is I don't mind wearing a mask, most importantly for the reason you're talking about, how I'm perceived by the other person and by protecting the other person. Just an act of kindness, right? Just like you would do in anything. But I would like somebody to say, here's why you do that. Here's how it works. Here's the science behind it.
Containment. That's what they would tell you. You're working on, but you're not containing anything. It's a 1 micron versus a diaper on your face. It's not going to stop anything.
Right.
Contain anything.
When they're that small. So, you know,
sneeze towards someone.
I don't know all these facts.
I hear
but, you.
You
know, it's basically about like the seatbelt thing. I don't like somebody telling me to put a seatbelt on. But let me tell you something about a seatbelt. I used to haul manure with skid loaders, and I moved fast. And one day I was coming down a hill at 6 miles an hour, and I was too close, and I just had a lap belt on, and I parked my head into that windshield, and I broke it at 6 miles an hour. And I'm going to tell you something. That's enough education for me. I don't want to deal with that.
Well, yeah.
Like it's 40 miles an hour.
But aren't you, sir, you're protecting yourself wearing your seatbelt, not really protecting anyone else, which is the whole mask thing.
But I still,
you know, but I get it. I get it.
You know, it's kind of where you get hard-headed on the science.
Yeah.
You're saying, look, that was all the lesson I needed. I didn't need any study. I didn't need any science. I saw firsthand what it could do. And I'm the same way on seatbelts. I really am. I just think, look, if law enforcement see enough bad stuff, I know if I wear my seatbelt, less likely I'm going to die if I get in an accident.
Oh, yeah.
Period. So do I not think enough of my highway patrolman and, by the way, the taxpayers? Because when there's a fatality, it's that much more expensive of investigation and everything else, and insurance gets involved and everything. So I totally agree with you, Roy, 100%.
You know, the thing about it is, I mean, and then we can get into this other thing where these riots are, Black Lives Matter and everything else. You know what I say? Everybody's life matters, but the biggest thing is, I want to know what color the red man's soul is. I want to know what color the black man's soul is. I want to know what color the white man's soul is. So, if a guy goes into that with that mentality, what do we got to fight about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, Roy, and I appreciate the call very much. And I think this is obviously a debate that the president has just sort of upended again. You know, there was sort of no, yes, and you had your reasons, and he makes you think. Texter says, if Trump is starting to push wearing a mask, then he's playing their game. They say wear a mask and all is good, right? Trump says if wearing a mask is safe, then we don't need mail-in voting. Something to think about.
Yep, there's a chess move right there.
That might be a chess move. That might be Tom in Grand Forks, Ryan in Aberdeen, Donnie in Jamestown, Leon in Fargo. Could it be? Could it be?
The Leon?
Could it be the
Uh-oh.
Leon? Chris and Kevin.
Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tioganv.org. That's tioganv.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What's on your mind? Just got in to duck out here. Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson. H.A. Thompson, boy, they've been at it a long time now. If you're thinking about anything to do with, heating, air conditioning, HVAC, go to HATandSons.com and find out more. They've got all, and now one thing that you don't think about when you think of H.A. Thompson and Sons is they can help you, okay, what you can do to prevent the coronavirus and other airborne viruses from spreading in your home or business. They've got an indoor air quality page on their website for more information on how you can improve the air quality and the airborne pathogens in your house or business. It's pretty interesting stuff how it really works. Started in 1908, H.A. Thompson and Sons has been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. HATNSons.com. Call them 701-223-3393. 701-223-3393. HATNSons.com. A lot of calls. We're going to get to Senator John Hovind coming up, and Chris Larson joins me on the phone here as well. And we got to burn through these calls, and then the senator will be on after 10:30 here. Let's go to who's up first? Tom in Grand Forks. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. How's it going? My vote on this mask mandate for the hoax 2020 is an emphatic no. We have far more dangerous diseases out there like anthrax, cowpox, smallpox that we need to wear masks for, but not a bad cold.
The hoax 2020. I love it, Tom. Good point.
Love it.
Yep. Thank you, sir. Yep. I'm going to tell you my thing on the mask thing. I talked about this earlier on our local program. This last 2 weeks, we have been, my son plays in AAU basketball. All right. We've had two tournaments this last weekend and the weekend prior in the Twin Cities. First weekend, we're down in Shakopee at the high school for 2 days. This last weekend, we're in Burnsville and over at Bloomington Jefferson High School, both 2 weeks in a row. Same rules apply to these tournaments, okay? We go to the tournament, everybody's masked when we go in, players take your temperature, all that. We get into the gym, the players play basketball, no masks. Coaches, no masks. Everybody's interacting with all the other teams and all the other people they interacted with. Then we come after the game, we have to, of course, sit in the stands and wear a mask all the whole game. They can only have so many, you know, fans of our team come in, up to 25. I think there was like 10 of us. We were all 15 feet apart in the stands. You know, and I still got told to pull my mask up because I had it down off of my mouth, you know, so I pulled it back on, you know, and, but the
kid, did the mask police go after
you? Oh, yeah, but he was very nice. He was very nice. Sir, could you please pull your mask up? And I'm thinking to myself, dude, turn around and look at the floor and look at all these kids playing basketball, ramming and jamming. Just, I mean, AAU is jungle ball, man. It is hit and get, you know. And all these kids are going to be back with their parents. We're all going to be back together at the hotel. We're all going to be hanging out together. One meets another one, you know, no distancing, none of that. But yet I'm 15 feet from anybody at a freaking basketball game, and I've got to have my mask up while my son is exposed. Everyone's touching the basketball, for crying out loud. And it's just part of the wait, what? Let's go to Ryan in Aberdeen. Ryan wants to talk about mob rule. Hey, Ryan, what's on your mind?
Mob rule indeed. As far as the vote goes, I also am an emphatic no as far as the national mask mandate goes. But why do they even have to poll this? I mean, if I'm in a minority and believing that coronavirus it is not a looming threat and that masks don't make us any safer, then why poll it? What difference does it make? Even assuming that the poll is not absolute bunk,
right,
and that 80%+ of the people really do feel that way, which I question to begin with.
Right.
You know, is being in the minority supposed to change my mind? Oh, I guess I was wrong. Everybody else disagrees
yeah.
with me.
The silent majority, not saying enough on this, Ryan. Let me ask you this. Went to the break, Scott was talking about, because he read a text about, you know, Trump's always playing chess. And the minute I saw this, Scotty brought this up, we were talking about this, I thought to myself, okay. And I go back to the meme I saw that says, okay, if we all agree to wear a mask, can we open everything up? Do you think there's anything to that part of maybe Trump playing chess with that? You know, we're going to say, okay, well, if masks work, we'll mandate masks, open everything up, get the economy going. Think there might be something to that?
Well, in all honesty, I'm not a real big Trump admirer myself. I don't know if he is personally, single-handedly that savvy. But even if he is not, he, like every president before him, he surrounds himself with advisors and, you know, people that, you know, that I assume would be savvy enough to figure this out. I would say that's a possibility. But also, what I see is in this basketball thing, the AAU basketball, it's not just that, but there are other issues, little tells, where you can see, you know, maybe this isn't about safety. And if you add it all up, you know, something just doesn't seem right. Like, it's hard to put a finger on, but it's like someone out there has an agenda. And the agenda is not people's safety, but there's just so much fear out there of the unknown. And I don't think that the unknown uncertainty is a good basis for any policy, let alone federal nationwide policy. We're making policy because of what we don't know, what we fear.
Yeah, exactly right. You can't pick the fear or the facts. Ryan, thank you, sir. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's go to who's up next. Donnie's in Jamestown about this mask business possible mandate. Donnie, what's on your mind?
Hey, have you watched any of the Twins games or any Major League Baseball or anything like that?
Yes, we have.
Have you seen the people go up to bat with the mask on, pull it down, bat, run to first base, pull it back up, pull it back down, talk to the first base coach? What a bunch of hypocrites.
it's laughable.
Are you kidding? Last night, after the game was over, the walk-off, everybody had this stuff pulled up over their faces. They're wearing, like, those neck gaiters.
Yeah, what was did you notice that Nelson, what was that Nelson Cruz air high five dance they were doing? It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe where this bag of sheeps just watch a baseball game. And my wife is a mask. And I said, Lori, watch. This guy's got the mask around his, like the gator thing.
Yep.
Pull it up. And I said, watch this, Lori. And I've got it like a, what do you call it, DVR or whatever you
can. Yeah, roll it back.
Bull. And I said, no, watch. This guy is hugging this guy in the dugout. And then he's going to walk out there to get in the next circle. And he's pulling it up. I know.
It's almost every minute, Donnie. I mean, you look at another thing, you look at something else, and then you go, oh, wait, what? Wait, what? What? Yeah, I appreciate it, brother. Good points. All good points. Thanks for ringing in, buddy. We're going to take a quick break. I want to check it. Leon, hang on just a second, and then Senator John Holman is coming up next on What's on Your Mind. Man, what's happening today? This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go anywhere.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
Life can be hard, especially these days. And it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An accelerating tropical storm, Isa Eas, is now heading for the Mid-Atlantic's door, headed for New York and southeastern New England earlier than previously expected. Flooding risks in the Mid-Atlantic will persist for the rest of today, and the storm did spawn several tornadoes in its path. In Maryland, there were at least four, two of which have been confirmed already by the National Weather Service. And earlier, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said at least one person was
was killed and a number of people badly injured as the storm spawned a tornado that raced through the community of Windsor, a small town near the coast in the northeast part of the state. That tornado hitting between 10 and 15 mobile homes. Initially seen as reluctant to wear one himself, President Trump is now emailing supporters, encouraging them to wear masks when social distancing isn't possible. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I know what you're thinking, 'cause I overheard. Bartender, what is she drinking?
You're listening to What's On Your Mind. Numbers to call 701-271-1100. I'm sorry, 701-258-0550. 800-228-0550. That's new Gary Allen song right there. Waste of a Whiskey Drink from Gary Allen, new one. That was pretty good. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or 855-217-76, extension 1. That is the Be the Buffalo Oasis Petroleum Hotline, is it not, Chris Larson?
Oh, man, yes, it is, Kevin Plannan.
Why would we do that?
Why would we do that? Well, there's a storm. What do the Buffalo do? They go into the storm, just like the people at Oasis Petroleum. 1-855-200-1776, the number to call. If you want to text the show at 701-352-8661. That's 701-352-8661. Let's go to Leon in Fargo, wants to talk mass. Leon, what's on your mind?
Leon, hello. Hello, Leon.
My brother from another mother.
Leon Francis, what up? How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I got three quick points. One, whenever I hear someone say things like, you know, when you wear your mask, you're protecting other people and protecting yourself and blah, 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 all this pie in the sky, unicorn fart type mentality, I'm automatically turned off. So especially cloth masks do not protect you from aerosol spray. Period. It is a virtue signaling device, and it is utterly useless outside of virtue signaling. And that's pretty much it. Absolutely not on a mask mandate, because I won't be wearing one unless it's my Trump mask that I recently retained just to PO liberals whenever I see them. Second thing.
You're a giver, buddy.
I am. I'm a giver all day long. I have, like, more pressing things to worry about, like the infectious disease known as BLM, Antifa, thugs and hooligans of all types. My Walter protects you and I from all of those idiots. And what I would ask a liberal or some Karen out there is, can I see your CCW? If you care, conceal carry. If you care about my life and your life, conceal carry, because that makes more sense to me than wearing a cloth face mask. I'll tell you what, I'll stand on the corner of Broadway in Maine and I'll pass out crocheted face coverings and see how you like that. See how much God protects you. It does not. I mean, we gotta get a hold of our common sense, man, and stop being such sheeple. We gotta stop being such sheeple. And that's my two cents.
Amen, brother. You know I love you.
Right back at you, Jeff.
For calling in today.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. All right. And so what's on your mind, 10:35, 35, 35 at past the hour, 25 in front of the top of the hour, and Senator John Hovind joins us, as he does on more than you know, who else gets this? I mean, who else gets senators and congressmen to appear regularly other than what's on your mind? And that's because they're generous with their time and their talents. John, how are you, sir? Good morning, Senator.
Good. Greetings to you guys and greetings to your listeners.
Greetings to you right back. How's Mikey doing? How you doing? How's COVID treating you?
Yeah, you know, like everybody, anxious to get through this COVID fight and get back to more regular times, you know. And North Dakotans are doing a good job, but obviously we'd all like it a lot better if we get past this COVID-19 stuff.
If you've got a question for Senator Hovind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Chris Larson's on with us as well. Chris, I know you wanted to chat about what he had going on this morning, right?
Absolutely. Senator, thanks for joining us today, and I appreciate it. Also, you can text us, 713-582-8661. Senator, you were there for the signing President Trump signed this morning, the Great American Outdoors Act, which establishes the National Parks and Public Land Legacy Restoration Fund. Tell us a little bit about what exactly this bill that was signed by Senator by President Trump, what this is going to do for us now.
Yeah, you know, it's really important for our parks. So I co-sponsored the Restore Parks Act, which is part of it, a big part of it. And essentially what that does is it provides funding for the deferred maintenance in the national parks. And that doesn't come from tax revenue. It actually comes from energy that's produced off federal land. And as you know, we're a huge energy producer in North Dakota, so we're part of that. But in essence, now some of that revenue from that energy we produce both onshore and offshore with from federal minerals and so forth, federal lands, will be used to fix the incredible backlog that we have in our national parks when it comes to deferred maintenance. So it's a big deal across the country, certainly a big deal for North Dakota. Theodore Roosevelt National Park alone, I think it's more than $50 million of deferred maintenance that, you know, now will be able to be addressed. And you've seen that with the Cedar group out there, you know, that road had sloughed down. And matter of fact, I talked again today with Secretary Bernhard, Secretary of Interior. He was at the event as well. And we're working to get that scenic loop road fixed in Medora. So they're working on that right now, and we're going to try to get that fixed as soon as we can. But this is all about deferred maintenance for our beautiful national parks across this great country.
Boy, you got to take care of the parks. Well, I know everybody in the Senate circles, John, are talking about one of two things. They're either talking about the mail-in ballots and the mail-in as far as the election goes, and they're talking about COVID relief again. This was Ted. Let's tackle mail-in voting first. Ted Cruz was on with Fox and Friends this morning. Just let you weigh in on kind of what he was talking about.
When it comes to elections, we want elections to be safe. We want them to be secure. We want that when you go and cast a vote, that that vote count, and that the integrity of the election be protected.
What do we tell people, John, that say, come on, there's all these states, they vote by mail already. We've been doing it for years. It's not a problem. There's nothing to see here. Is there anything to see here?
Well, there's absentee balloting, which we have in North Dakota, as you know. But it's very important that people are able to go to the polls. And the concern with just the vote by mail is that you have to make sure to protect that voter integrity. So I think you saw now in Nevada, they're just going to send out ballots, in essence, to everyone, to all these addresses. Well, in many cases, those addresses are incorrect. There'll be a different person living there, or, you know, again, you don't know where that ballot is going. And so the concern is then if those ballots come in and, you know, you're not able, you don't know if it's the person that was supposed to send that ballot in, or it may not be signed, or there's just all these kind of issues that that can then come up on election day. And you saw what happened in New York City, you know, where they had a mail ballot, and they're still trying to figure out, you know, the outcome. And so, again, the key is we want to have integrity, and people need to know that, you know, that vote is correct, and that the person is entitled to vote, and that we're able to get that tally on election day just for people's, you know, peace of mind and the security of knowing that we had an absolute valid election.
You know, one thing too, John, I'm going to pivot here and then we got some calls lined up for you. We go from mail-in balloting, and I couldn't agree with you more. There's just too many big questions I think that come up with this. The other thing is the second round of COVID relief. And, Mitch, and I know you guys want to get something done. It seems like that every time, you know, you want to get something done, looks like we got something going. Nancy and Chuck want to fund NPR. They want, I don't know what, but McConnell weighed in on this. Let's get your reaction to this.
It was the exact same refrain. It never seems to change. We're feeling optimistic. We spoke very politely to the administration, but we're still nowhere close on substance.
What do we do? How do we get this done? Is anything going to get done anytime soon?
Well, we're sure working on it, and that's a huge concern. As you know, the Democrats put a bill through in the House that's more than $3 trillion, and it includes a lot of things not related to, addressing the COVID problem and all that. That's just not something we can do. And so we're trying mightily to get Democrats to work with us on something that's reasonable and realistic. And so far, they just, as you heard, have not been willing to engage. And so, you know, we're continuing to work on something that's targeted and addresses the needs, but at the same time, recognize that these are taxpayer dollars and we have to be careful and prudent in you know, how we use them. And so that's what we're working on and we'll continue to.
Questions for Senator John Hoeven at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text us, 701-352-8661. John and Lincoln, question for Senator Hoeven. What's on your mind?
Go ahead, John. John, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, John. You're on with Senator Hoeven.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. How's everybody today?
Good.
Good.
Doing great.
Good, good. Hey, I got a question.
Well, did we lose him?
Oh, I think we lost him.
Oh, we lost him.
Let's go. Dana Bismarck, question for Senator Hoeven. What's on your mind?
Go ahead, Dana.
Good morning. Good morning, Senator Hoeven.
Good morning, Dana.
Say, I know you sit on the Appropriations Committee. Do you have a website that tells who and when you're appropriating money to? And then I'd like you to fill us in on this Kodak deal where the CEO bought 1.75 million shares, and then shortly after that, they're appropriating $960 million to that company. You want to fill us in on that?
Well, I would have to get more information on that. I don't have it. And so that's something I'd have to look into. And on, the appropriations and really any legislation that we pass, that information is provided, through websites. So, yeah, you can, and not just appropriation bills, but other bills that we pass as well, you can look at and get that information.
Did that get your answer?
Does that tell you on a daily basis who's getting it and when they're getting it? And what is the website to look at?
I get you the website, in terms of daily, the information is posted, but none of that money would go out and tell you the bill is actually passed. So it's not, in other words, that legislation's passed, and then, yes, you can look up. And if you want to check with my office, I'm sure we can help you find whatever it is you're looking for.
Yep. Dana, hang on just a second. We'll get some info to you and get you John's office number so we can cover there. Daryl and Sheldon waiting and Stephen Jamestown. Questions for Senator John Hoeven at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's What's on Your Mind. Got a couple of texts we got to hit, too. We'll get those coming back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go anywhere.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, What a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Debt is a significant concern among millennials, Gen Xers, and boomers alike, while not saving more for retirement is still their biggest regret. That's according to the latest survey from American Century Investments. Diane Gallagher is the company's vice president.
Despite these similarities, nearly half of the millennials in our survey expect their standard of living in retirement to be better than their current situation, while one-third of the boomers think that it will instead be worse.
To learn more, visit AmericanCentury.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You're listening to What's On Your Mind. Well, there you go. Huey Lewis, I want a new drug. How about the old, like, hydroxychloroquine and zinc? And go with some old drugs that might work. What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. I'll tell you what, they've got a few, very few left on the 2020s. Get in and get looking at those. They've got some pre-owned 2020s that they're giving away. All right, and the new models are. I got to check out the new Buick. The new Buicks are amazing, and my mother-in-law has one, and they just love it. And your vehicle source. Here's the thing: if they don't have something at Schwann Buick GMC, they will find it for you. They will go out, work with them. They will get you whatever you're looking for. And their used pre-owned selection, fantastic as well, and amazing service and parts as well. All of the above when it comes to your vehicle needs. SchwannBuickGMC.com, S-C-H-W-A-N, BuickGMC.com. Or you can give them a call. Again, they're right in Mandan, easy 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Call them 701-214-6372, SchwannBuickGMC.com. So what's on your mind? We're on with Senator John Hoeven, Got a, is Daryl? Daryl's on. Let's get Daryl in here quick, Chris. Daryl, you're out with Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead.
Good morning, Senator Hoeven, and thank you for taking my call. I'm Darryl, calling in re... Well, I'm pretty good. Pretty good. I'm calling in regard to the GAO bill and maintenance of the federal parks and what have you. I don't think anyone argues with that. That's wonderful. But the part that many of us do have a problem with is the unregulated or restricted purchase of private lands to add to the federal land that they already have. They already own the majority of the land mass in the United States. This bill, if and when they start purchasing land, will take out of private hands probably one township per year. And like I say, that's in without being regulated, and it's in perpetuity. No oversight from the government at all.
Hello? No, I think they still would have to have approval or authorization to purchase federal lands. And as you know, in North Dakota, then we also have restrictions as well, which, as governor, I was very careful about that to make sure that we maintain our private lands. So I think the effort is to hit the right balance there. And, the key part that I worked on, which is why I mentioned the Restore Our Parks Act, that isn't about purchase of land. That's not money for purchase of land. That's money that's used for deferred maintenance in the park. And that's the bill that I really worked on and co-sponsored. So that's not a land purchase bill. That's a deferred maintenance in the park bill. And that's why I felt it was very important we do it. Say, let me mention one other thing too, because Dana called in and he wanted to know a website on appropriations to check any expenditure. That website is appropriations.senate.gov. Appropriations.senate.gov. And so I think that would get him any of the kind of information, that he was asking for as far as any expenditures.
Appropriations.senate.gov. Very good. Daryl, does that answer your question?
That's it. Well, not entirely. The part that you talked about that you have sponsored, Senator Hoeven, is that a separate measure or is that part of the GAO? Because everything I have read about the GAO, it keeps talking about, and I haven't read the bill, but
you're talking about the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which I understand, which I have always been very careful of in how we approach it for the very reason that you talked about. The bill I'm talking about is Restore Our Parks, and that got pulled up into the bill. So the bill I worked on is the Restore Our Parks Act. That's the deferred maintenance in the park. On the land and water conservation piece, I've always been tried to be very careful about the things that you just described.
All right, Daryl.
Well, I hope what you're saying covers it, because like I say, everything that I have read, it keeps saying that the federal government will be able, through this bill, to purchase all of this land, probably, like I say, the equivalent of a township each and every year. And that's
essentially
the part
I think they're
going to, we need to watch.
And we'll check it again, but I think they still have to have the same authorizations that they've had before in order to do that.
Just got a couple of texts, John. We got to wrap it up. The federal government can find a way to get our taxes every year through our Social Security number with no problem. How come we can't do the same kind of system when it comes to voting?
Well, remember, look at all the work that the IRS does on a daily basis to do those things and all the systems they have in place and so forth that aren't currently in place in the voting process. So you're going to set all those kind of things up now, between now and election day, and then is that what people want? Do you want an IRS type approach doing that?
Another question here, Senator. Karen Garrison asks, where does the Senator stand on so many federal and local tax dollars going to Child Protective Services who rip apart families in some areas, is in bed with child sex trafficking via the foster care game? Your response, Senator.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to
read that one to me again. I'm not sure I understood the question.
Well, we're running out of time. We'll have to get to it next time. Well, that happens. John, you have a great day, sir, and thanks for taking the time, as always. Say hi to your beautiful bride.
Thanks, guys. Good to be with you.
You bet. Good to be with you. Senator John Hoeven, as we wrap things up. Yeah, kind of hard to hear sometimes, Chris. I don't know, but I can hear you just fine, my man. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Captain. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. Blessings to all. Have a great day. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning. We'll do it again.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy. Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com. Brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Piper's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention, featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Piper's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Animoose, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNLive.com.